Vaiter in Shasr and Bava Basr Dav Beis. Mazel for all those who finished Bava Metzia, and welcome to all those who are joining us for Bava Basra. Here we go. What a delicious Masechta, 176 blot. The biggest Masechta in Shas in terms of Dapim. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Ha-Shutfin Shirotze Lassus Mechitza B'Chatzer. Rashi explains that we are talking about here, sheyesh lem chatzer b'shutfis, ubate shneihem psuchem b'tochu, they have a chatzer that they use jointly, it's a joint chatzer, and the two houses open up into it. V'chol chatzer sheshan chacham, every time it says it, lefnei abatem hein, they're in front of the houses, v'ruv tashmim b'chatzer, and most of the things that they do, they, you know, they use in the chatzer, they cook there, they bring their animals there, they unload things there, etc. So what if you have this idea that this is a chatzer of shutfin, that they want to go and they want to make a mechitza. Bonus a kosa b'emsa, they have to build a wall in the middle of the chatzer over here, and each one hooks up half of it. Rashi says b'emsa, zeno se mechelko chetzi makom ovi hakotel, half of the width of the kotel, v'chein zen, so to the other one. So that means, like, let's say you imagine that we're splitting it straight down the middle, and you have a red side and a green side, so the red side is to give up half of, they put a wall right in the middle of red and green, so it's to give up half of the wall's width is on one side, one's on the other side. Now, Makom Shanaku, now there's a different minhagim of how people would go ahead and they would build the walls there. Makom Shanaku lived those in a place where they go ahead and they would build, then how so? Gvil, Guzis, Kfisin, and Levenim, Bonim. Then you do it like that. Each one of these is a different type of brick. Gvil, Guzis, Ksifim, Rash, is a coma for Vishgamara. The Gemara is going to explain each one of these, but I'll just roughly say Gvil is stones that are rough edged. Guzis are smoothed ones, they're smoothed out. Ksifim are known as half brick, they're half size bricks. And Levenim are whole bricks. Bonum, then you have to do it according to the way that they do it. Now, Akol Kiminag Medina, everything goes according to the Midgar Medina. And that is, says Rashi, Im Minhag Livnos Begvil, Ein Chavir Yachalomer, Eini Chafitel Gazis. If they do it with one type of brick, they can't say, I want to do it with another type. What you're going to see, there's different sizes to that. It says Gemara, Gvil, when you're dealing with Gvil, Zenos and Shosha Tfachim, Vizenos and Shosha, each one gives three Tfachim. Why is that? Rashi says as quickly, Zenos and Gimel Tfachim, Shovei Kosel Gvil, the width of Gvil, the whole thing from one side to the other, is Vav Tfachim, is six Tfachim. So therefore, each side gives three. Just finish off the Rashi, Vishal Gazes, Chamisha, Vishal Ksifim, Dalev, Vishal Levim, Gimel. And that's how the Rashi Gemara now explains. Zenos and Shosha Tfachim, Zenos and Shosha Tfachim. Because since we know that's five. Zenos and Tfachim Mechsev, Zenos and Tfachim Mechsev. This one gives two and a half, this one gives two and a half. Bixifim, which is the these type of bricks. Zenos and Tfachayim, because it's four, the whole width. Zenos and Tfachim, this one gives two, and this one gives two, so the total of four. Bilevanim comes to Levanim. Zenos and Tfachim Mechsev, because the total is three, so each one gives Tfachim Mechsev, Zenos and Tfachim Mechsev, period. Now, Lefikach. Therefore, Im Nafal Hakosel, the wall comes tumbling down. Hamakom Ba'avonim Shoshtehem, the makom, the place, and the stones belongs to both of them. Says Rashi, Lefikach Holu B'Tchilas Habinyan Chayvim Chachamim Livnos. Since at the beginning of it, the Chachamim were mechayv them to go and to build Bein Shneim, between the two of them. And then Im Nafal Kosel Acher Shneim Shalom Rabbi. Let's see, falls after many years. Ein Echad Yochel Lomer. You can't have one say the other. Kol Kosel Nivne B'Chalchiyah was built in my chelik. Mishaliyahu, therefore it's my Mishaliyahu Yavonim, therefore the stones belong to me. Afal Pishahuchzak Yosef B'Chavero, even though he's more muchzak, in one case, okay, going to Nafal Kosel B'Chalchu, let's say a majority of the rocks tumble down onto his side of the wall, it doesn't matter. You have to split it because that's the way the Chum set up that they're supposed to do. V'chein begina, and similar, these halachas apply to a gina. Rashi says mechayvin es shneim livnos b'makom shenagu ligdor b'emtza. They have to go and they have to build in a place where they're annoyed ligdor to make this fence in the middle. Says the Mishnah v'chein begina makom shenagu ligdor, in a place where the makom is to go to put a gader. Then mechayvim also, we're going to now be mechayvim to give towards it and building it. Aval bebeka, if you're, what does that mean mechayvim also? By the way, what it means is that if either one of them wants to build it, then he can go and get the other one to go and do it also. Aval Babiko with Rashi says means Sadeh Halavan, it's a field of grain. Makam Shagu Shalolig, then a place where the minig is not to do it. Rashi says, Bigamar, first my comment. The Gemara explain what in the world this even means, but a place where the minig is not to set up some sort of fence between them. Ain't Machavra, so it can't be Machayev, the person to go and to do it. Ella Imrotse, but if one of them wants to go and build without the other one doing it, then Kodesh Tzadok Shelo Ubona. He has to bring it further into his side of the field because I don't have to give up any of mine if I don't want to do it. So all the walls will be in your particular side of the field. Va'osa chazis mi b'chutz, and he makes some sort of symbol on the outside, Rashi Mefarshe Gemara, and therefore he builds it because if you make the siman on the outside, then if it falls down, then you'll know that, look, this it fell down away, that you can see that the siman's on the outside means that that towards my field, let's say I'm the one who doesn't want to do it, now you'll know that it belongs to you. Lefikach, therefore, im nafa lekos, if it goes and it falls down, ha-mokav av-nur-shol, everything belongs to him, im also midash neyam. Now what happens if they go and they do it midash neyam, they both have agreed to do it, then ponens lekos ba-emsa, they build it right in the middle. Right, each one gives half, etc. Also, the chazan become a kind of do the chazan each one, assign each one, matches lodiya shishneim asu to make it clear that both of them did it. Fikach, therefore, im nafal kosam falls down, amokam vadim shishneim, we go and split it amongst the two of them. Zuk the heilige, heilige, heilige Gemara. Now, we're going to try to figure out what exactly this means. When we started off in the Mishnah, we said that Hashut from Shorotza Lassos Mechitza Bechatzer Bonim Esakosa. What does the word Mechitza mean? And that's what the Gemara is going to now be dealing with. Now the Gemara is going to get into a fascinating discussion of something known as Hezek Re'ia. That is something known about privacy, about whether or not there's some sort of damage that happens by someone actually seeing into your property or not. Savrua, so what did they understand it meant? My mechitza. What does a mechitza mean up until now? Like, what's the way we're understanding it? Guda. A mechitza means a wall. Rashi says guda, a kosel. It's a wall. Kedetanya, like we learned in a braisa. We have a switch over here, a switcheroo over here. It says Rashi, kidetanan. But the mechitza just changed back to kidetanya. Kidetanya, the kari tana laguda mechitza. We're going to find that a guda is called a mechitza. Mechitza sakarim shenifritza. We saw this back in Bava Kama days. Mechitza Kerem Shenifritza. If you have this wall, that the way that, well, let's see, Mechitza Kerem. Kerem is a vineyard, and it has a wall in between the vineyard and a field that has grain in it. We know that you can not allowed to put grain and grapes together. It'll be Kilei Kerem. It's Kilei over there. And therefore, there's a wall between the two of them. That's what Rashi Yosef here brings down, that Mechitza Kerem Shesamach L'Stei Alovin Shel Chavero. And then what happens is it breaks down. Omer Lo Gedor. And then the owner of this field goes and says, you know, the one of the grain field goes to the one who has the Balakerem. He says, bro, Gedor, put up the fence, build it up again. Says Rashi, Omer Lo L'Balakerem Gedor Ata Shel Yosef Gufanecha Eschades Tavuas Asadeh. I could go ahead, man, put the fence back up. I don't want your grapes to mess up my weed over here. Through Mishum Kilayim. The fish samach bala sada zrosa as zar of samach geder. They put both the things right next to the fence. Kids not perkshenim, we learn perkshenim, dafchafav, haya geder bin time. There's a fence between the two. Ze samach geder, mikan es ilosav, ze samach geder zar of, mikan. Each one can go put it right up to the fence. No problem, as long as the fence. So, ain't some geder, but if there's no geder there, then tanam perkshenim. We also over there, like we said, lo yital dam ilan samach lasada chavir elim kin hirchig mena dalaramos, kedevos a karen. You got to make sure that you separate a dalama so you can be worked through the middle of it so it won't be kilayim. Back into the Gemara. So let's say again, kidatanya. Mechitza kerem shenifritza, omer lo gedor, gets it, fix it up. Chazer shenifritza, then what happens? He fixes it and then it goes and breaks again. Omer lo gedor, so he says to him, bro, fix it again. Go ahead, put it back up. Beep, turn the page. Base on a base. Nisayi shemenu velo gadra. If he gives up hope of this and he doesn't go out and rebuild the wall at that stage, and hooray Zekidesh, then what happens is this the Kerem is now going to make the grain, he's going to be a cottage, meaning he's going to make it no good. Rashi says, Kidesh HaTavua as Hosef Basayim, if it grows more than 1/200, Lifsha Dekra Nakat Pentukdash, it's a Lushan of the Pasuk, that points it becomes Aser. The Chayab Achriusa, now he's also Chayab to go into pay for it if there's some sort of loss that happens. So what do we see straight up? That the word Mechitza means Guda, the Guda. It means a wall. Now, says Gemara, Taima Deratza, the reason that basically you have them go and build this together is because they agreed to go out to set up such a thing. Halorotza, but if they decide they don't want to go ahead and they don't want to set up this wall, in Mechaivino, so you can't go ahead, basically it's not going to Mechaiv the other guy, the other partner, to give sort of the building of a wall. Alma kumtachais, what comes out of it, and this is going to be the big discussion we deal with to the end of the Amid and continuing on to tomorrow a little bit. Alma hezek re'ia lav shmehezek. It must be that we say that hezek re'ia, damage sustained by sight, by vision, by seeing something, is not considered hezek. Rashi says, nekamon, I'm sorry, Mr. Shas says, nekamon nutes amid beis. Now, important Rashi, just to back it up just a drop over here. This is the time of the Ratzu lived in those kosel. I'm just switching with the Bach puts in. From both of their dasses, that's when the Chachamim be Mechayev, Sheyivnu, being Shteim, they have to both do it. It'll come on, Paruch. And later on, the Gemara's going to ask, Nav Gimel, Kishiratzu, Mayhavi Lahadru Behu. Pardon. When they both want, Mayhavi, who cares? Let us just be lahadru. Let them just back off on it. Lahadru behu. Aval, we'll see what that means later. Aval lo ratu shneim. So if they both don't want it, then shaya echad omer. You know, it's enough for me. Daya lechalka b'misifin shall you say those eitzim. I'm not saying I want to split it up by putting up a fence over here. I'm saying like I'm willing to go and split it over here. B'misifin shall you say those with. These, such type of pegs of Eitzim Tekuin, this wood they're putting to the ground, Nemuchan that are low. Lo Kaifinle, we can't force him. Vein Zeyochalomer lo, any Chafet Shatira, this person can't direct him. But I don't want you to see my, I don't want you to see my business that's going on my property. So that's why it says here, Tami de Ratzu, Halo Ratzu, if they don't want it, Emechayim is working Mechayim. Alma Hezekriya, Lafshri Hezek, because if Hezekriya was considered Hezek, then we would force him to do it. It's not a question if I want to, I don't want to. But the fact that the Lush of the Gemara is Ratzu, that if he wants to, means that if he didn't want to, he wouldn't have to, then it must be the Hezekriya, damage that comes from sight, is not considered Hezek. Different sheet is explaining what's Hezekriya exactly. The Ramban, I believe, answers that Hezekriya is that it's Ayin Hara. Others say that no, what it is that I'm not going to be able to do what I want properly because you're staring at me, and that's just an awkward situation. Therefore, I'm going to do less things. So point is, nonetheless, that we see from here, it must be that's not Hezekriya. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema my Mechitza, Plukta. But hold on 1 second. Maybe Mechitza doesn't mean a wall. And maybe what Mechitza actually means is that you have, when they said that they're going to split it, maybe what it means is, Davka Plukta, that they're just going to split it up. Says Rashi, Chalukas Chotzer, Shehushvu Daitam, Lecholka. They both agree that they split up. Ches Amos, it doesn't have. Right, we know that there's a principle. It's by Chatzerus, whether it has something called a din of, if it's Yeshba din Chaluka, Chatzer that has the laws of Chaluka, of splitting it up. That means it has to be a land that's long, that's large enough that both of them, after you split it up, have been divided up. That it's actually still going to be useful. Or we have something known as Ein Badin Chaluka, that you don't split it up, and this is talking about after you divide up, it wouldn't be used. It wouldn't be big enough to actually be used properly. Four Amos is normally considered that it has four Amos of each one of them. So if it's 8 Amos, that's what this Rashi is pointing out over here, that Chalukas Chatzah Shehush Vadaitam L'Chalko Kigon Shalohi Abba Ches Amos, it wasn't big enough, Kedei Lezeh, Kedei Lezeh, Shehena Echad Yochal Loch, if it's Chavi, can't force one L'Chalko, L'Hachi Tani, Sheratzu, that they wanted to, that they were willing to. Shkim and Shiratzu L'Chalko, Bonim Kosel, Avonim Al Karchan. Since they want to go ahead and they would do it, then we build this wall. V'imba echad lomer, efc b'yitzia zu, ela misifas ba'alma, ein shom lo mishom hezegriya. And if he says, no, I just wanted a small little shtick over here, we don't listen because of hezegriya. And I would say, v'imba my mechitza plukta, k'dichsev, v'atehi mechsas ha'eda, like the pasuk says, and the division of the eda, of the congregation, etc. So you see that this word actually just means to split up. V'kim and the ratzu, and since they were ratzu, they agreed to go ahead and to split it up. Bonim is hakosa bal karcho, and we go and we build this wall, bal karcho, against his will. Once you agree to it, now you're pretty much stuck in it. Alma Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Re'iyah. Shmei Hezek must be the Hezek Re'iyah is called Hezek. So depending on how you define the word, Mechita is going to split it, is going to flip the Gemara in both different directions. So on the one hand, we started by saying that it just means a wall, and therefore Hezek Re'iyah is Lav Shmei Hezek, and because Ratzu and Lo Ratzu not, but if it was Shmei Hezek, then you have to do it. And now we have the idea of that we're explaining it as splitting, and therefore it comes out that it clearly means Hezek Re'iyah is Shmei Hezek. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's really true, you want to say it means Plug, that means the division is splitting it up. Hai Sheratzu Lassos Mechitza, Sheratzu Lassos Mechitza, Sheratzu Lachitzos Mibayele. If really the word Mechitza means you're splitting it up, so then the wording of the Mishnah is a little bit off. Instead of saying Sheratzu Lassos Mechitza, they wanted to make a Mechitza, it should have said a lashon of sheratzu lachitzos, that they wanted to go in and to split it up, which is a much more clear lashon. And it didn't say that. Elamai guda. So what do you want to say then? It means a wall. But bonin, so then we have a kasha the other way. Is that right? We have a kasha one way that if you want to say that it means pukta, then there's a weird lashon of the Mishnah. But now, even if you want to say guda, it's a weird lashon of the Mishnah because bonin is a kosel. Bonin osomi baile. Why does it say bonin is a kosel? You build the wall, right? It's just a strange, it's what we would call redundant and superfluous, right? Bonin is a kosel. To say it, you go and you build it. Why are you saying build and bonus a kosel? Must mean that actually it means a split and it doesn't mean a wall. So either way, we have problems with the Lashono. It says Gemara, E Tana Oso. No. We can't write Oso because if we would have said Oso, then Havamina, I would have thought that Bemisifas Ba'alma. That it means you only have to make a small little marker that people could know what's going on. Kamash Malan Kosel, therefore I have to teach you like this. Kosel, to teach you know it's got to be a full-fledged, strong lag bull wall. Says Rashi, the Havamina would have thought it meant by Mesifa Ba'alma if it just would have said Oso without a Kotel, right? Rashi says, Mayri Masnis and the Iu Nami Mechitza agrees. That's also called like a Mechitza, like some sort of separation. Ratzu the Katani, when it says Ratzu, it means a Chalukakai. It means actually a splitting up. Ukshim Bad Din Chalukas, when it doesn't have the eight Amos between the two of them. Kamash Malan Kosel. Ratzu, the Katani Mishum Kosel, the Lo Ratzu, then Palgila B'Mesifas. Then it'd be good enough just with a Mesifas. Just with these pegs or these markers, and therefore it would come out to say the Hezek Re'iyah is not considered Hezek. Now, says the Gemara, the Bonim Esakosa Ba'emsa, they have to go and they have to build it in the middle. They have to build the wall in the middle. Now, Pshita, obviously if they're going, they're working together over here, then you have to go and you have to build in the middle. So, well, lo tzvicha dekadem chad v'ratzi l'chavre. We're talking about, so one of them came to the friend and he's the one who said he wants to go ahead and he wants to split it up. Says Rashi, bikesh b'mena l'chaluka b'mechitza, he requested him to go and to do such a thing. Ma'o detema. And he have thought, matzi amale, that the other guy can say to him, listen, ki etzratzi l'ch, Ba'avira, when I accepted what your deal here, when I gave in to you, is only in reference seeing what's going on in your chatzah over there, right? Rashi says that b'mechitza, b'mar v'detema, b'mechitza, and if ratzisi l'cha, b'mechitza, mechitza daka, like a very small, like thin one, this ratzisi, l'mu'utei b'avira, to not be able to go and see what's going on. It could go shenisam, like a board of wood. She daka, very thin. V'hezek Re'iyah ain ba, there's no hezek Re'iyah anymore. O timshoch ovia kosa b'chalka, you take the thickness of it in your chalik. Chutz mitavim mu, except for a little bit, of a livnos kosa l'vanim av, to make a thick, strong wall now. Of stones, lamuti nami tashmishti. So I should limit my usage of that area now because there's a wall there. I don't want that. So it's the back of the Gemara. He says, "I give it to you only in reference to the view." But in reference to the touch, to be able to use the area of here, I'm not being maskim to realize I should lose out. Kamash Milan, therefore, comes to tell you, nice try. When you're maskim to the wall, then you have to give half of the stuff for this chash of a wall. Now, says the Gemara, let's try to bring a raya that Hezek Re'iyah is considered Hezek. If a Hezek Re'iyah, lav shmei Hezek, hey, you want to tell me it's not considered Hezek? Says the, now we have this in the parentheses, but interesting that we have Simon is the Gina, Kosel, Kofen, Cholken, Chalaz, the Rav Nachman. These are the six rayas that we're going to try to bring a proof for. So at this stage, here's a question. Are you telling me Hezek Re'iyah? There's someone who really holds such a concept that Hezek Re'iyah is not considered hezek. Toshima, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. V'chein begina. It said, and also by a gina, by a garden, you have to go ahead and similarly, you have to go in to build a wall. That is, that the one gardener can say to another one, you have to go, we have to put up a wall over here. The fact that we say v'chein begina, that also must be the hezek raya, is considered hezek, pretty straight up. Hezek Ria is Shmir Hezek. So we're not Gina shiny. You can't bring me right from Gina from a garden. That's different. Could the Rabbi Abba says, the Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Rav Hun, Amr Rav, Asil Adam Lamud B'Stei Chaver, it's also for a person to go and stand in his friend's field. And Bishah Shiomedis become Moseha. During the time when it has its crops that are standing up over there. Now, Rashi right away comes and tells us that so it shouldn't be over so we shouldn't have an ayin har over here. So it's only over there, we're going to say, because people are going into growing the stuff over there, and then growing the stuff in the garden is going to cause ayin hara. But when you're dealing with the chatzer, so you don't have a wall over there, it's just going to be a state of like, okay, you know, you're just not going to have privacy over there. But you don't have a raya that's going to end up being ayin har over there, so they're not. Ay, v'ha v'chein katani, but the Mishnah says, and v'chein similarly, which means that it should be the same reasoning why you have to build a wall in the garden and in the chatzer, and wouldn't that be because of hezek riyah shmei hezek? Rashi's the mashma tavayu chat taimahu gina v'chatzer, if you're saying, and so too. No, agvil v'gazis. The concept of v'chein was talking about the type of materials that are being used, how thick they are. That's what it's talking about here, but it's not talking about the concept of hezek riyah shmei hezek or not. Toshima, let's try again to show that hezek riyah is hezek, because at this stage we're saying hezek riyah is not shmei hezek, or at least if there's an opinion that says that. Tashama, hold on, we've a mishkum with daf hey kosel chatzer shenafel. If you have the courtyard, the wall of the chatzer, the courtyard that came tumbling down, if you have this wall, it's in a chatzer, and then it goes and it falls down, mechayv in a soul living on sarab amas, or mechayv to go and to rebuild it up to dalat amas. Says Rashi, v'hachalo katani rotzer, doesn't say if they want el al karcho. It goes and says against as well. Must be hezek riyah shmei hezek. So tomorrow nafal shiny. Nah, don't be remember for nafal. Rashi says shekfan this rotzer rishonim because they already wanted it originally. Therefore, we're just upholding what we already had. We don't have a right to say hezek riyah shmei hezek. But to ka'amar la my kari le. Law. Rashi says, what do you mean? He's not aware of the fact that if it falls down, it's a different type of case. You can't connect it. He says, well, no, safer it's trichale. The question that he brought over here was not for what we just said, but rather it's for the seifa that says, me dalid amos ulamaila ein mechayven oso. That is, we say, from dalid amos and up, we're not mechayv the either one of them to rebuild it higher than Dalet Amos, even though originally the wall maybe that they made was higher than Dalet Amos, you don't need to do it more than that. So what the question was is that since we know, once we're accepting the idea that Hezek Re'iah is Shmei Hezek in the case of this wall that fell down, so then we would think to say that should be also by the original reasoning as well. Well, when building it originally. So at this stage, we don't have a riot to say that Hezek Ria is Shmei Hezek, because Nafel is shiny. So let's try again. Toshima, Kofinus, Olivnos, Base Shar, Videlis, Lechatzer. What does that mean, Kofinus, so that we go and we force them to go to build a Base Shar, which is this this gate, this skatehouse, videl's and a door for the chatzer. Rashi says, we're kofanah, so kol echad min bei chatzer los his chelko b'in, he has to give his portion in it. Bei shar, shabon kosel neged ashar, they built this wall opposite the gate. Ugul saviv v'osin v'osah hekif, pesach kata, they make a small opening. Menetzad, mishum hezek rios, b'nei rishus arabim, shalo yiru toch chatzer. They want to build this type of wall so they're not able to get inside. Shema min hezek rios, shmei hezek, must be pashat, that
that the hezek is considered hezek. And therefore, why would someone think not? Says so Gemara, that's not a raya. Hezek of the rabbim shiny. We deal with the majority of people, that's different. Rosh is a kol b'nei, Rosh is a rabbim stakam, but when everyone is going staring in, it's a little bit different than a couple individuals. Udiyachid lo, even one person looking is not considered a problem. Toshima, we have a Mishnah coming up, Beis Hashem, on Daf Yud Aleph, Ein Cholkin Es HaChatzer. Partners can't go and be forced to go and split up a Chatzer. Rashi says, Ein HaEchad Kofes Chaver Lachlok, to go and to split it. Achi, but Arba Amos Lezet, Arba Amos Lezet. And this is sure that each one has, Dalan Amos is a minimum amount, which is considered normal usage. What does it tell you? Hayeshba Kedilazel Kedilazel. If there is Kedil, each one does have the Zalamas. Cholkin, you got to go and split it up. My Labakosel, aren't we talking about here to split it up with a wall? And therefore, clearly, Hezekriya is Shmei Hezek because they're forcing you to go and do it. And this is talking about only two people, one on each side. And yet we still see that one's allowed to force the other one to go and do it. Aye, so what do you see? Even a yachid is still going to be considered hezek. So Gemara, lo, that's not what we mean. We don't mean with a wall over here. Rather, b'mesifas be'alma. We're talking about with these little pieces of wood that we set up that make a mark over there to make it clear that this is a distinction over here. But again, you don't have a right. It's a hezek, griyash, be'ar, hezek. And let's try number five over here. Toshima, we are making our way down throughout the Bava Basra. Now we're all the way in the Chav Beis. On the Mishnah says, Hachalonos, if someone goes ahead and makes a wall in the Chatzer, then, new case over here. This is talking about that, let's say I go and I make a wall in my Chatzer, but it's right opposite the window of your house. So I'm basically just checking out and say, hey, what's going on over there? You know what I'm saying? Bein milmala, bein milmata, bein mikenegdan, bein mikenegdan, whether it is... you have to make sure that it's bein milmala, bein milmata, either above or below the windows, or bein mikenegdan, opposite, arba ambas. I got to make sure it's arba ambas above your window, arba ambas below your window, arba ambas is almost 8 feet, so you understand what we're talking about. Even if it's arba ambas below and I stand on top of it, unless I'm like 8+ feet tall, I'm not going to see anything, and hanging down, I'm not going to be able to see either. So it's arba ambas. And Vitani Allah, if a Baisa was taught on that, Milmala, and when the wall is above the windows, it's got to be at least four amos higher, Kadeshal Yotzis Fiera, so that I can't lower myself down and go and see into your windows. Milmata, and when the top of the wall is below the windows, it's got to be 4 amos lower, Kadeshal Yamad Fiera, I can't step on the wall and do a little peep joe. You connect on them when it's opposite them, it's got to be Dalad Amos away, Kadeshal Yafil, in order to not darken the house. But I don't want to block your window by doing such an idea. So what do we see? The first two dinim over there are clear about the fact that it's a yachid over there, and you don't want people to be seeing inside of here. So Hezekriya must be Shmei Hezek. Hezek at the Bayashani. Of course. In a house, it's going to be that. Rashi says, Shaldam Osim Abesu Divyatsneya. People in their house, they do private things. So, of course, that's going to be a problem. But our question was never about that. Our question was about whether it also applies in a chatzer. And now we have number six, the last attempt. Toshimat, Dhamma of Nachman and Rishol. Because we have machlokas now, whether it's how we understand our Mishnah. What we tried right now to do is figure out, like, how can you say that the people say Hezek is not Shmei Hezek? We see five attempts to say it clearly it is. Now we're at the sixth one. We have no raya so far. Nothing has stood the test of time. Toshma, Dhamma of Nachman, the Gemara's answers, the rejections of these proofs. Let's say you have a roof that's next to the courtyard of your friend. I have to make a makeh, the fence around the Dalet Amos. Now, the purpose of that is what? Is to stop while he's working from being able to see what's going on below. So if Nachman is saying clearly that Hezekriya is Shmei Hezek. Says the Gemara. Right, first Rashi says, Micah Gavar Bramos, Kadishal Yira Bechatzer Chavero, Keshu Mishtamish Bagago, when I'm doing things in my gag. So we're no shiny hustle. That case is different. Everyone's going to be masking. They have to make a very tall fence. We know to make a mark, you have to make sure someone doesn't fall down. You have to make it 4 amos tall. So you have to do it in which case you're not going to be able to see. So it's going to know. But that case is actually different. But everyone's going to be masking. We have to make it taller. Why? The Amalei Balachasal Balagag. Balachasal Gesed Balagag. Listen. Lididi Kfiyah Li Tashmishi. I use my chatzitz normal. It's not normal for you to be on your roof and using it. So I don't know when it is that you're going up and hanging out over there. Beep, turn the page. It's time enough, so I can go ahead. I can hide from you. You know what I'm doing over here. Therefore, you have to put up this wall in order to go and protect the chatzer, the owner of the chatzer, in this type of unusual situation. It says Rashi in Zukhminach, Devri Atznea, Aval, Chatzer, Achaluka, but when you're with a Chatzer, that's Chaluka, the Tavaya split into two people. Kavia, Tashmishte, Lecholecha, Bechelko, Kolshot, everyone's there all the time. Vlo Avdiba, Milit Sin, you're not doing things of Sinna, and therefore that's where maybe you wouldn't need to have some sort of stop, but they wouldn't say Hezek Riaz, Shmei, Hezek. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.